Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 1st, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. NIPL signs a MOU with Greek bank Eurobank. NPCI International Payments Limited has signed an MOU with the Greek-based Eurobank in order to optimize cross-border payments using a UPI platform. Socure partners with Trustly. Socure has announced its partnership with global fintech Trustly in order to provide optimized onboarding processes and open banking payment methods for merchants. Scylla and Trice augment real-time payments with ACH Now integration. US-based fintech Scylla has partnered with instant payments platform Trice to augment real-time money movement with ACH Now. IDEX Biometrics partners with Accomplish Financial. IDEX Biometrics has partnered with Accomplish Financial to introduce a new biometric program designed for visually and memory impaired users. SoftPay integrates BankAccept. SoftPay has announced that it now accepts BankAccept, a card scheme in Norway, as part of its advanced payment solutions. Viva.com activates Carte Bancaires on tap to pay on iPhone in France. Viva.com has announced the launch of Carte Bancaires S, enabling France-based merchants to take contactless payments with tap to pay on iPhone. Payer partners with American Express. B2B technology fintech Payer has announced its partnership with American Express, aiming to facilitate payments across Denmark, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Northern Trust partners with Finborn Technology. US-based Northern Trust has selected Finborne Technology in a bid to advance the former's digitalization efforts. Banks unprepared to meet ISO demand, report says. US-based Datus, supported by payment systems provider Finzly, has published a report that analyzes the readiness of banks for the Fedwire migration to the ISO 20022 standards. Persona expands its identity platform. US-based identity platform Persona has announced the launch of a new suite of solutions that aim to support companies in meeting compliance requirements in the EU. Gemini agrees to return at least US$1.1 billion to clients. Cryptocurrency exchange Gemini has agreed to return at least US$1.1 billion to customers as part of a settlement with the NYDFS. ANZ adds Qantas as first third-party integration partner for mobile app. ANZ customers can now view their frequent flyer accounts with Qantas via the bank's mobile app, under a program that will see more third-party services plugged in over time. OTP Bank partners with Iliad Solutions. OTP Bank, a listed retail and corporate bank based in Budapest, Hungary, has selected Iliad Solutions as its payment testing provider in a new multi-year deal. Trading platform Webull to go public via $7.3 billion SPAC deal. Digital investing platform Webull is planning to go public via a $7.3 billion merger with a blank check firm. Portofino Technologies gains FCA approval as crypto asset firm. Portofino Technologies, one of the leading cryptocurrency market makers, today announces its successful registration as a crypto asset firm with the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, enabling the business to trade cryptocurrencies with institutional investors in the UK. BBVA's Anna DiCenzo joins Worex. Worex, a leading digital payment platform, is thrilled to announce the appointment of Anna DiCenzo, a distinguished Tier 1 talent from the traditional banking sector, as the new Money Laundering Reporting Officer, MLRO, for Italy. Latin America's payments landscape is ripe for innovation. Latin America's financial landscape harbors several factors that breed payments innovation. Diverse populations, a large contingent of unbanked or underbanked consumers, and a need for efficient money movement across regional borders. Bison Bank and Visa launch the Bison Card. Portugal-based Bison Bank has launched a new Visa debit card in partnership with Spain-based fintech PecanPay. Edge partners with Correlation. Customer reporting agency Edge has announced its partnership with Correlation in order to deliver open banking insights from credit unions' own data. CoverDash announces $13.50 MLN in Series A funding. CoverDash has announced $13.5 million in Series A funding, bringing the company's total funding to $16 million to date. MasterCard partners with Loop. MasterCard has partnered with Loop, aiming to empower businesses and consumers in Saudi Arabia with access to advanced credit card offerings and innovative payment solutions. Global Cyber Alliance partners with DIFC Academy to reduce risk. The education platform of Dubai, DIFC, has recently announced a new partnership with the Global Cyber Alliance, GCA, to provide professionals and organizations with the necessary tools and knowledge to address cybersecurity problems and risks that impact small businesses. Alloy introduces new risk management solution. U.S.-based fintech company Alloy has announced the launch of a new risk management solution for embedded finance partnerships. NextGen Nordics 2024-40 banks registered to attend. NextGen Nordics returns to Stockholm on the 23rd of April, and at 7 weeks away from the event day, 200 attendees have already registered. Fiserv looks to buy Shift4 payments. Reuters. Fiserv is battling with Amadeus IT Group to acquire payments processor Shift4 payments, according to Reuters. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.